You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. I'm Carol Masser in New York, Corey Johnson in San Francisco. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. We want to talk a little bit about communicators in 2016. We do want to also welcome all of our viewers on Bloomberg Television to Bloomberg Radio. Let's bring in our next guest. He's Ben Decker. He's the CEO at Decker Communications. And Ben, you guys, and you've also got a book out, I should point out, Communicate to Influence, How to Inspire Your Audience to Action. You guys have looked at who were the best and worst communicators in 2016. Tell me kind of what you looked at. How did you determine who did well, who did poorly when it comes to communicating?
Well, hi, Carol. Hi, Corey. This is our 20th year doing this. And what we do is all year long we take so people nominate. We get on our social media, we get emails, and our clients nominate different people, ideally in public, someone that you know, a name you recognize, because it doesn't make sense to make a list of no names. So we put together this list, and by December or so, we get about 50, and then we vet it down to the point of the 10 best and the 10 worst communicators of the year, with a point that there's something to take away, a learning point from every person.
So give me, I don't want to skip to the, you know, ruin your punchline, but give me one of the better communicators and what do they do so well?
Well, I'm sure there are certain people you want to point out or call out, and we can have fun with any of these. But a couple that I've been excited on the best communicators, to start with our number one is Kat Cole. I was not as familiar with her, and this was a submission through social media, and it got us looking at her and following her. And she's got a great story. She was previously a Hooters waitress and moved up in the organization, became president of Cinnabon, and now is president of Focus Brands. So the key area of focus is that she's excelled at her communications. If you look at any speech, and on our blog, we include a lot of video links, but that stands out. But I've been excited just from a business standpoint, Doug McMillon, great example of what we call the new breed of CEO, who's the CEO of Walmart.
Well, and exactly. Well, it's kind of interesting because, right, Walmart has gone through some difficult times as a retailer. They've seen slowing sales. They're a huge company, but they've had to kind of adapt and kind of figure out this new space where a lot of folks are going online. There's a lot of competition out there.
Well, and there's this new brand of leadership that really wanted to point out. He's the youngest CEO Walmart has had since Sam Walton. And there's a warmth there, there's a care there, there's a sincerity that stands out. And any other multi-billion dollar company, we would love to see more leaders show that, exude that, but you don't see it as much.
What are those, you know, the goals of communication are so different for different kinds of communicators. Do you take that into account, what the person's actually trying to do?
Not really, because it's too often used as excuses. For example, you know, Bloomberg, you have a lot of finance folks listening. And so they think, to be taken serious, I have to be serious. And a lot of the work that we do is we get people on video. We help people understand how do they come across. And really, no matter what you do or what the goal is, there's a sense of sincerity. There's a sense of care. There's a sense of authenticity that has to come out. So a lot of the work we do is we're trying to pull out people the way they are in backyard barbecue or among friends and family. But unfortunately, in business, you get so much of, whether it be robotic, whether it be just an inconsistent message, and we are getting to the root of that.
Hey, Ben, go through some of the other names, because I think our viewers on Bloomberg TV and our listeners on Bloomberg Radio would be interested, because you've got Justin Bieber, Kim Kardashian. You've also got one of the Republican primary candidates. Walk us through some of those other names and where they fall on the list.
Well, somebody joked with us saying we're not going to affect their Twitter followers, Justin Bieber, Kim Kardashian, and we get that. What we wanted to point out is, what is the learning point? What are the things to not do versus do? So the reason Justin Bieber is there is because of the way he comes across. And it's really the missed opportunities that you want to think about. So he could have probably way more sponsorships if he was more of a brand that people liken to. And with the Kim Kardashian, the key focus there is she's the poster. The Kardashians are the poster child for
a few things.
Vocal fry.
For a few things. No, wait, but no, specifically her voice you're talking about.
The voice, vocal fry or upswing. So vocal fry is that long vowel, the vowel as you let it go, vocal fry. Or then the upswing as if you're asking a question. And that is starting to become very prevalent in business. So we wanted to raise awareness around it.
But we occasionally have guests on the Bloomberg Advantage who answer everything like at the end like a question.
Yeah.
And they'll talk about bond yields going up.
Although
we are
trying to make that more aware for you, Corey, so that doesn't happen as often.
Hey, but then what fun would Carol and I have sending instant messages back and forth?
That's true. It keeps us entertained. Hey, what Republican primary candidate is somebody who's caught your attention?
Well, we put Marco Rubio on there, and he's a third-time honoree. He was there in 2010 and 2012. But he really stood out, and to be honest, the Republican candidates, there's a couple we could have put on. You know, Trump is a game changer. Christie is a fantastic communicator. But we called out Rubio because he does things differently, meaning he simplifies things. He connects in a very quick way. And there's just small behavioral tweaks there with eyes, with smile, with how he says it. Not too many filler words and definitely not an upswing like we just discussed.
But you've also in your list have talked about people who lack authenticity and they might communicate it well, but the things they say are not true. I mean, you cite Chris Christie. There's a piece in the New York Times yesterday about all of the things he communicated wonderfully, except for the fact that they weren't quite accurate or even true.
Well, it goes to the power of communications. I mean, if you can say something with passion and conviction, the things you can get away with. And that's part of the challenge, and it could be part of the reason he's not on our list, but that's, you know, I've even had fun in looking at previous people that have lied for a long time and saying, you know, there's an argument they should be on our best list because they've gotten away with things based on communication.
But, such as?
That feels so wrong.
Doesn't it? Which is why we haven't done it, Carol. But
good.
There's something to be said of how people come across. And if you can bring your conviction and passion with the truth, amen.
Hey, Sal Khan of Khan Academy. I love Khan Academy, and I've interviewed him, talked to him. Pretty cool guy. He's on your list. We just got about 30 seconds left here.
Well, we're probably late to the game on this one. He's been doing it for years, and he's been fantastic. And Khan Academy has just made a school that you can attend, not just online, but he's changed the face of learning, and he's done it through communications, putting things in a very simple way that people get.
So, Ben, I'm going to ask you, and this could determine whether or not you ever come back on Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg TV, but if you had to judge Corey and myself, what list would we be on?
I can feel your smile, Carol. I can. There's laughter. This is a fun call, so you get a thumbs up from my angle.
What about Corey? It's debatable, right?
Don't answer.
I just heard Corey's laughter as I was describing it, so he's in.
All right, good stuff. Interesting. Ben, thank you so much. Ben Decker, he's CEO at Decker Communications.
Our new favorite guest.
Yes, exactly. He can come back every week. His book is Communicate to Influence, How to Inspire Your Audience to Action, talking about some of the best and worst communicators of 2015. Stick around, everybody. Bloomberg on radio and television.